Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Lord, tonight we're just going to praise you. We're going to press in and praise you tonight. And I believe, Lord, that while we're praising you, you're going to shake the building here. In Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father, because we love you. And we want our praises to be a sweet smell to you, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father. Lord, be with us today, tonight. Lead us, guide us, doing the things that you want us to do. Pray. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your promises that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for the authority that you've given us also. And Lord, we thank you for showing us humility, showing us all the things that are attributes of Jesus while we walk. And we praise you for that, Lord. We thank you for this wonderful time coming ahead called the Man-Child Anointing and the Bride Anointing. And we praise you, Father, because that's going to be the beginning of the greatest revival ever seen on this earth. And we thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And we praise you, Father. Thank you, Father, for being with us tonight. I know you're with us because I'm here, and all my brothers and sisters are here also. So we praise you, Father. Glory be to God. All right, any prayer requests? All right, I'm going to pray. Right now, I just feel led to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up all the children of this outreach fellowship, all of the ones that are here in this family. And Lord, I thank you for your protection upon them. I thank you, Lord, for your anointing upon them. And I praise you for that, Father. And I thank you for the ones that are growing up and growing into you, Lord, that your miracle gifts would be in operation. And I thank you for that, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that everybody here is teaching their children the word of God. And I praise you and I glorify you, Father, that is a wonderful time together with mom and dad or whoever is teaching them the word of God. And Father, we thank you for your truth. And we praise you, Father, for opening up their understanding. In Jesus' name, they're going to need it in the days ahead. And we praise you, Father, for all that you're doing in our children here. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. I believe it. All right, Nick.
I got a prayer request.
All right.
We had a tornado touchdown by right in Grand Blanc, right south of, right east of us, west of us. And it was really high winds and hail and heavy rain and lightning and thunder and everything. It was just crazy. And they said it was going to come east, and it was coming east, and it was coming towards us. So it missed us, luckily. So, yeah.
Praise God. So what you want to pray about, or is that just a testimony?
Just for all the, because there's no power for anybody right now, and there's like gas leaks all over, and there's a warehouse that's all torn up, and a lot of intersections are closed, and schools are closed, and everything is just a mess.
Well, Lord, we just thank you for taking care of everybody that might have been hurt in this. And we praise you, Father, that there's not going to be any lives lost. We thank you, Father, that everything else could be fixed. And I praise you, Father, for putting joy and peace and rest in everybody's heart. And, Lord, we thank you that this would draw people closer to you. And do like Nick said, just pray against it. Didn't walk anywhere near your home. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. It didn't go anywhere near Nick and Vanita and Frank. We thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Okay.
Yeah, I woke us up at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. That's Generally, when they do, they all, I don't know why, but they always seem to want to come around in the morning. Many times as a kid, we'd have to get
Yeah.
up in the middle of the morning, go out to the storm cellar, wait out there. Of course, that mama would have to come up and wake us boys up. Get up, boys. Tornado, we got to go to the storm cellar. Mama, not this time. Get up. So we'd have to go. All right. That's what happens when you live in Tornado Alley. All right. Anybody
Yeah.
else? Yeah, Joe.
Michael, I'm staying in a self-caring unit. It's for people who can care about self. Mostly it's old age people, but the main thing is what I want to pray about, or ask a prayer is, there's a request on yesterday was on Monday, they're gonna ask everybody for their, they're gonna test everybody's blood pressure and sugar. I'm not sure why they're doing this and what's the reason for doing this now. I just want to request, ask everybody to pray or agree with me.
Okay.
You understand? Lord,
Do
thank
you?
you for your time. Thank you for your grace. Lord, we don't. You can agree with me afterwards, if you don't mind, Michael.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lord, thank you for the time. Thank you for the time. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord. You know all things. You're our Father. You're in control of everything. Lord, I don't know why they ask for people to test their blood pressure and their sugar. I'm not sure what's the reason about this, but I just want to pray. It's all in your hand, or is it not compulsory to just take it out of a bed of a unit's house? But also thank you for, I don't know what it is for, but we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for putting a hedge of protection around each one of those people there, that it's not going to be some kind of a underhanded thing that they're trying to do. And I praise you for it, Father, that to protect all of those people in that home. And we praise you for it, Father. We just believe with Joe that it's just going to be a nothing to it thing. And we praise you for it, Father. Go ahead, Julie.
I just want to add to that a little bit. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Joe. I thank you, Lord, you've given him divine health in Christ Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that his blood pressure, all his vitals that they're going to be checking, his blood sugars and whatever they're looking for, they're only going to find perfect, consistent results in our brother here, Father, and all of your elect there, Father, and in agreement with Michael's prayer, Father, for complete protection against any kind of nefarious activity there and what they're trying to do. And thank you, Lord, that everyone's health is good there, Father, and that they're able to take care of themselves. And we just cast down all the assignments of witchcraft and confusion and control and manipulation and whatever is operating there that's not of righteousness, Lord, and that all comes to nothing in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you would keep Joe and everybody in complete peace, because when you have that knowledge that they're going to take your blood pressure, it's like you start getting anxious and all that. And I just pray a hedge of protection around them, complete peace that passes all understanding, that they're all kept, Lord, and that your holy presence, Father, your angels are there, Father. And it's just it's going to be a real quick procedure. Whatever their reasonings for it is, Father, you know. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we're trying to get the
Michael, can
last
I just
flag in. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
can I just get an sorry, just for Julie and for Michael's update on Runel. She's now in a old age home. She needs But as far as I understand, she needs constant care now. So she doesn't say much. I don't think she want to talk to me that much. So she doesn't say much what's happened, but she started walking and or learned to walk, everything. So it's, so I'm not sure how it's going. I just want to get your update on that. Thank you.
Okay. Joe, she said that she's in another facility now where she has 24-hour care.
It sounds like it, but she doesn't say much. It sounds like it. She says she's in another unit I think for care for her, and she doesn't talk much. So I'm not sure what's the reason. So just don't want to pressure that job.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Lord, for protecting her, making her well. Jesus' name, healing her completely. Thank you, Father. I believe it, Lord. I just believe that you're going to do that for her. Jesus' name. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, I just wanted to pray for my grandmother. She is 99, and a few days ago, she fell and had to go to the hospital, and she had internal bleeding, and she just all of a sudden came back the same day from the hospital, so.
All right. Well, Lord, we thank you for healing Grandma. We thank you, Father, that she's already healed. And we praise you, Father, for your hedge of protection on her and your angels round about her to keep her from falling again. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. You believe that, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. Praise God. It's done. Do I have a delay on my voice? Can you see my lips moving before you hear my lips moving?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, well, y'all just have to keep up. All right, anyone else?
Michael, I'm not seeing any delay, Michael. Is anybody else seeing a delay? Okay, you're good.
Just talking to you. Can you hear me now? Y'all have a delay when you say yes, so tell me about it. Oh, my gracious. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have tonight on schedule in our concert tour one of the most prolific singers from Pennsylvania. Lord, we thank you for this great and wonderful voice that she has. She's going to come out and sing a song that was requested by one of our people here. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing Missy as she comes to give us this song. Go ahead, Missy. Now you got to do over and above what you normally
did
do.
Did I hear earlier that I have permission? Did I hear earlier I have permission to sing what I want, Joe?
Yep.
Okay. Because there's one that I really like, and I'm not sure if I've sung it before, but it's my my joy song. I've got joy in the struggle. I've got peace in the storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven and my hope is secure. I've got joy 'cause I've got Jesus. He gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around. Broke my chains and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. He bore all my burdens. Yeah, my debt has been paid. Then he said to my dry bones, rise up out of that grave. He is all of my worship, all the honor and praise. I've got joy because I've got Jesus. Oh, he gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around, broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus. So I've got joy like a river running through my soul. Joy all around me, everywhere I go. Even in the desert, still it overflows. I've got Jesus. So I've got joy never ending, 'cause he called my name. Every breath I breathe, a testament of amazing grace. Oh, hallelujah. Everything has changed. He gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around, broke my chains, and now I dance. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus. So I've got joy never ending, 'cause he called my name. Every breath I breathe, a testament of amazing grace. Oh, hallelujah. Everything has changed. I've got Jesus. So I've got joy. He gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around, broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus. So glad I have him. I've got Jesus. So I've got joy. Praise you, Lord.
Thank
joy.
You, Lord. Lord,
thank you.
Thank you, Father. Amen. That was good, Missy. Thank you so much. All right, y'all ready for me to sign one here? I don't think you are.
Amen.
I don't think you are ready. Okay. Y'all ready to get started? After Missy's, I don't know if we got anything to stand up to that. Well, let's see. Amen. We'll try it. I guess I better share it first. Well, I got a lot of stuff running here.
Might as well put your hands together. I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. Attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. 'Cause this means war. This means war. This means war.
shout my praise. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
And all of the angels cry, holy, all thy. You've held me close on darker nights. You calmed me down when nothing could. For every time I felt alone, you pulled me in and called me friend. You've always been, and you'll always be, the God who gives such perfect peace to all my fear and anxiety. We'll bow to my God, the King of Kings. Oh, my Prince of Peace. I bask inside your perfect light, and I've cried until the healing came. I've run away and back to you, and still you call me friend. You've always been, and you'll always be, the God who gives such perfect peace to all my fear and anxiety. Bow to my God, the King of Kings, oh my Prince of Peace. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid, 'cause everything gives way when I speak your name.
slave, no longer afraid of death, hell, and the grave. Its beauty flashes and freedom from sin. That's life in the kingdom. With Jesus we win. Raise up the warrior. Raise up your sons. Let the redeemed say, the battle's over. Heaven and mouths filled with praise, giving God glory, 'cause this is the day. Raise up the warrior, raise up your sons, let the redeemed say, the battle's already won. God gives the righteous the victory song. Raise up the warriors to where they belong. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. It's a holy cry in the heavens today. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He spoiled the lords of showed them openly. It's a holy cry in the heavens today. Jesus Christ, He is Lord. Jesus Christ, He is Lord. Raise up a warrior. Raise up your sons. Let the redeemed say, the battle's over. Victory!
Can we sing "It's Joy Unspeakable and Full of Glory"? Is that what you were going to say? Well, yay.
It is joy unspeakable and full of glory.
The verse?
Yes, we can.
Go right ahead.
I have found His grace is all complete. He supplies my every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet,
I am free.
Yes, free indeed.
Oh, it is
joy unspeakable and full of glory.
More verses.
Speak up.
me to call him Father. Only a holy God. Come and behold him, the one and the only. Cry out, sing holy, forever a holy God. Come and worship the holy God.
Immortal, invisible God, only wise, enlightened, accessible, here from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains, thy soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but not changeth thee. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All praise we would render, oh, help us to see, 'tis only the splendor of light hideth thee. 'Tis only the splendor.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing blood? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Oh, are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Oh, are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you walking daily by the Savior's blood?
Are you
you washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Well, are you washed in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul,
in the
cleansing
soul.
Blood of the Lamb.
Blood of the Lamb.
Are you God?
Are you God?
Spotless, are they white as snow?
As snow.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing.
I'm standing.
Standing.
I'm standing.
Standing on the promises of Christ. My Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Cross laid on your shoulders. tasted and seen, yet questioned it all. Still you remain. Chased empty dreams, ran from your call, and turned back again.
jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your effect are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. By the grace in his eyes, if grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest.
Yeah, he loves us.
is silenced and all depression cease. Let every dark assignment bow down at Jesus' feet. Let every curse be broken. Let every storm be tamed. And all that come against us be bound in Jesus' name. Your presence is my greatest weapon, pushing back the darkness, breaking every chain. My worship opens up the heavens, crushing every stronghold when I speak your name. 'Cause your presence is my weapon. Your presence is my weapon. Your strength will not be shaken. Your love will not back down. Death has been defeated. What can stop us now? Hold on to what you've spoken, and you said that I am free. You've given me your promise, and you are my victory. Yeah. Your presence is my greatest weapon. Push it back. My worship opens up.
Bill asked me to share this about 26 years ago. I was flying back from Los Angeles on an Eastern Airlines plane, and I saw this flight attendant, and she looked a little discouraged. So I went and I got a cassette of my first recording, and I handed it to her, and I said, you know, I just feel impressed to share this with you. She said, thank you so much. I've been having a really rough time. Well, 3 weeks later, she was working another flight and saw Cliff Barrows. And she said, Mr. Barrows, it's such a pleasure to have you on my flight. She said, can I ask you something? Have you ever heard of a young man by the name of Wintley Phipps? And he said, no, I've never heard of him. She said, hold on a minute. And she went back to her purse and got a cassette, the same cassette I gave her, and gave it to Cliff Barrows. 3 weeks later, I get a call from Cliff Barrows. We want you to be one of the soloists with the Billy Graham Crusade. Hook up from heaven, I call it. And God told me to share this with you. It is in the quiet crucible of your personal, private sufferings that your noblest dreams are born and God's greatest gifts are given in compensation for what you've been through. It is well.
Always true, you are life. am loved and made pure. I have life, I can breathe, I am healed, I am free.
Weaken my ears.
waken my ear to hear as the learning morning by morning make your word clear, then open my mouth to speak as the learning word in its season to the weary heart, awaken my ear.
Spirit God.
not by power, by your spirit, God. Send your spirit, God. Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God. Send your spirit. Stir up faith. Stir up faith to believe, stir up hope tonight, stir up hope tonight. Sing it one more time.
Well, glory to God. That's some good ones. Yeah. I hope y'all enjoyed all that. Let me see here. Let me turn that off. There, I got it. Okay. Joe DeBrowsey just texted me. And he needs some prayer for his mom. She's got to move in with his brother and their family, live in the basement with their converting into an apartment. And the contractor's dragging his feet on doing that. Let's all agree God would show up in a big way to show my mom how small the problems really are for her. She recently had surgery on her foot as well, and this is just another thing that is a stressful situation for her. She's supposed to be out of her current apartment by the end of March, and this contractor has been taken to my... Okay. All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Joe's mom to you. We thank you, Father, for placing in her good, bold faith to believe what the Word of God says. When you pray and you believe what you pray, you shall have it. And we thank you for it, Father. We're just going to pray for it. In the name of Jesus, we command whatever's hindering this contractor to finishing this job to go away, get out of his way. And we thank you, Father, that he's going to go in there and finish this job before he's supposed to be able to finish it. And I thank you for it, Father. In the name of Jesus, I command that foot of his mom's to be healed in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that she's going to see the glory of God and she's going to praise the glory of God for doing what she thought was an impossible task. And I thank you for doing it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all agree with me? Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, Nick.
Yeah, I need to ask for prayer. I went to the doctor on like a few weeks ago, and they looked at my foot, and there's a bone sticking out, coming close to coming out. So they might want me to get an x-ray or an MRI or something like that to see what it is.
Okay, what do they call it, a bone spur?
Yeah, that's what it is, bone spur.
Okay, well, in the name of Jesus, we command that bone spur to go away. We command it by the power and authority and the blood of Jesus to leave Dick's foot. And I praise you, Father, when it goes back to the doctor's going to be amazed. And Nick's going to tell him, well, I didn't need you. I know all I needed was Jesus, and I believe Jesus. And I thank you for it, Father. So he'll have a testimony for the doctor in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
If not, Nick. Okay, has anybody else got a prayer request? Yeah, you got happy feet, Julie said. Nick. Got happy, happy, happy feet. Yes, Lord. Is that Monroe? Monroe, if you need that, get your hair cut, bud. Amen. Oh, my. All right. Anybody got anything else they'd like to talk about before we go? We got a minute.
Yeah, I got one more thing to say, Michael.
Okay, go ahead, Dick.
I'm going to a baseball game with one of my friends from work, and he's not a believer. So I just hope I can give him the testimony of the Lord.
All right, Lord, we just ask that you give Nick boldness to reach out to his friend there and give him a good testimony of his conversion to you, Lord, and we thank you for that. And it's going to be an awesome testimony to him, and he's going to want to come to Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that Nick is an evangelist now at the baseball game. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. All right. Anybody else? Well, good night, y'all. Looks like we're out of time. See y'all.